Brett Wood Higman and Aaron McKittrick are well known in Alaska for taking daring expeditions with their two young children, Katmai and Latuya. Now a Homer filmmaker is producing a documentary about one of their most adventurous trips around Cook Inlet. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Erin McKittrick is a born storyteller, and her stories are pretty exciting.
Well, to tell the story of the movie, I first have to tell my part in it, which was basically walking around Cook Inlet. So, spring and summer of 2013, my husband and I and our two kids, who were 4 and 2 years old at the time, set out from basically the mouth of Cook Inlet, a little beyond Nanwalek Village, to walk and paddle pack rafts all the way around. And we did that.
That 3.5 month, 800 mile journey is the focal point of the film, which is being made by Bjorn Olsen.
Haig and Aaron shot footage and a lot of stills, and Aaron's a fastidious journal keeper. So I have been entrusted with that material to turn that into a project.
The project is headed by Ground Truth Trekking, Haig and Aaron's nonprofit that Olsen is a part of. It's being funded through Kickstarter.
I would like to go back and basically retrace their route and interact with the people that they interacted with.
Those interactions center on a single question that Haig explains in the Kickstarter preview video.
We asked pretty much anyone we met what they thought were the big changes in store for Alaska in the next 50 years or so, next couple generations.
Aaron says they got incredibly diverse answers. Some people talked politics, others told stories about their children and education, some talked about preserving traditional ways and the environment. She says it was a reflection of Cook Inlet in its entirety.
You know, almost every kind of community and place you might find in Alaska, from the extremely wild, from, you know, the parks that people rarely go to Anchorage, and everywhere in between, fish camps and little villages.
That sentiment about this place in Alaska, this central nervous system of fishing, mining, oil and gas, metropolitan and rural lifestyles, gave the film and the journey its title. Here are Aaron and Haig in the video.
We called the trip the Heart of Alaska, and the place is really kind of encompasses everything you find in this state.
A huge piece of any trip is the people you meet along the way.
Those people and their ideas will be central to the film. Olsen hopes it will portray Alaska's communities in a thoughtful and even-handed way.
I personally feel that we get bombarded with one side versus another on a lot of these issues. Either you're for this or you're against this. And quite often, the situations and the issues are much more complex than just black and white.
After all, Aaron says, Heart of Alaska is about the nuance, the in-between, the journey.
I don't think the story is just about us, but, you know, we're the glue. We tie it together with footsteps, I guess. And that's, you know, that it is a story of this family going out to learn things, but it's also a story of the things we learned.
And she hopes those stories will motivate other Alaskans to look to the future and question what it holds. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.